Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of shows on Discovery Plus that Gavin refuses to watch. But that won't stop Katie from telling him all about them anyway. It's Discovering Discovery Plus with Gavin and Katie on the Wake Up Call.
All right, here we are again. It's another episode of Discovering Discovery Plus. We've already covered Sister Wives. Mm-hmm. We've already covered 1,000-Pound Sisters.
Yep.
And this is all, we're seeding the earth right now as I, Gavin, do not understand anything or why anybody would watch this stuff. But Katie loves it and needs somebody to talk to about it. So for her mental health, I'm doing the world a service.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, okay, what show are we talking about today?
Today we're doing 90 Day Fiancé.
All right. Let me get my pen for notes.
I want to tell you that for 90 Day Fiancé, we're going to do it couple by couple, okay?
Okay.
And just quickly, I want to explain the 90 Day Fiancé process to you, which is, this is not, I know you've gotten it confused in the past, this is not, you have 90 days to find a fiancé. This is...
That sounds like a fun game.
Right. This is, you're already in a relationship with someone that lives in another country. You want to bring them to the United States, so you need to apply for something called a K-1 visa.
Okay.
Once the person steps foot on American soil, the K-1 visa has been approved by the government, okay?
That's nice.
The second they land in the United States,
yes,
you have 90 days to marry them or their visa expires.
Now, what's the problem with this? Because why can't they just go to the courthouse?
What do you mean?
You get the visas approved. Okay. There's day one. Day two, go to the courthouse, get married, you're done.
You can, but this is a person you've never lived in your country with.
Uh-huh.
You've never lived with in most cases.
Okay.
They've never lived outside of their country in most cases.
Mm-hmm.
So most people take the 90 days to make sure that this is somebody that they do want to marry.
I see.
So you could do it right away. But oftentimes they take the time to like, okay, let's make sure that we're both in this.
I mean, I guess given those two options, you're right. Living together for 3 months is the better option.
It is. Okay. So we're going to do a lesser known couple from 90 Day Fiancé.
We're going to start off with Deep Bench.
Deep Bench, but it's because I think that they are underappreciated.
All right.
Robert and Annie.
All right.
Okay. Robert comes to us from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Annie comes to us from the Dominican Republic.
Ooh.
Now, they met online. Mm-hmm. Okay. They talked every day for 6 months. Then he, rather than taking the time to just fly to Dominican Republic and spend time with her.
Right.
He ended up taking a cruise that so happened to have a stop in the Dominican Republic for one day. They got to spend time together. He proposed that day. She came to America.
He took a cruise by himself?
No, like with family.
Okay.
But rather than planning a whole trip specifically for her, he thought, well, you know what? Taking a cruise anyway. It's gonna stop off at the DR. I'll see you then.
How romantic.
Right. So he had filled her head with a lot of promises.
Okay.
When you come to Florida, I'm going to get you all the best outfits. I'm going to get you all the best electronics. You want the new iPhone? You got it.
Okay.
Except he cannot afford any of those things.
Ah.
So one of the first things that happened was, because he just lives in a one-bedroom apartment with his son, Bryson.
In Florida?
Yes.
Where does the son sleep?
They slept in the same bed.
He sleeps with his son in bed. And how old's his son?
He's like 3.
Okay. So
he's
not,
little.
That's not
too He's bad. Little. So She gets that. He goes, listen, I don't have a lot of room for all your stuff. You can only bring two suitcases, but don't worry. I will buy you new clothes when you get here. And she thinks like, "I, Poppy, okay, let's do it."
What? No, okay, can I stop you here for a second? Why is it that the producers of TLC don't see somebody being swindled and put a stop to the whole thing if they truly care about it? Is it because they don't care? They don't
Their
care
job
about
is to stay out of the way.
Like true documentarians.
Yes,
okay.
Exactly. Okay. Thank you. So Robert says to Annie, I'm going to take you shopping. And she says, that sounds great. And
That's
she
great.
Takes her to a thrift store. And
right.
she is not happy. Because
well, I don't know much about the Dominican Republic, but maybe like a Florida thrift store is like high-end Dominican Republic store.
Not when you think you're coming here to get Louis Vuitton.
Is that what he said?
Mostly.
Okay.
She's expecting Gucci. She's expecting Prada.
So she sees hip-hop videos and thinks
exactly.
that's America.
Now, she also finds out when she gets here, he does not have what she thought was three kids. Okay?
She thought he had three kids.
Turns out he has five kids.
Oh, my God. Where are they sleeping?
They're there with their mother.
Why is
Mothers.
One, why is one not?
Okay. So that was his most recent relationship before Annie.
Okay.
They had their son, Bryson. Mom is out of the picture. But mom's mom, so the grandmother.
Bryson's grandma.
Bryson's grandmother is very much in the picture. She's also a porn star.
What?
Actually, a relatively, I guess, in the porn world, well-known porn star.
But she's a grandmother.
Yes.
What's her name?
I'm not going to say it.
Why not?
Because I can't.
She's on TLC.
I know that, but people can just look it up. Just look it up.
Well, okay. Well, now I will.
Okay.
Don't
so,
threaten me with a good time.
Bryson's grandmother.
What do I even search? Bryson's grandmother porn star?
Annie Robert porn grandma. I don't know.
Bryson's.
So,
Meemaw.
So, Bryson's grandma has some very high standards, and she doesn't think, in a twist, Annie is good enough. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So, what does she do? She uses that sweet, sweet porn money. She's going to write Annie a check. She says, you're just here for the green card. You're just here because you just want to, you're gonna become an American and you're not even paying attention to what I'm saying anymore.
Well, you mentioned porn star and then you sent me on a porn star mission on Google.
We're gonna get in trouble for Googling this.
I do know who this is.
No.
I do.
No,
she's from the 90s. This is old school high school porn. This is different. This is different than what's out now where anybody can be a porn star. This was back when you had I want to say earn it.
Okay.
I don't.
Okay.
Well, she looks great for her age.
Well, yeah, she's at work done.
Okay, so this is Bryson's. Is
grandma
this,
and grandpa.
Is that a picture of this guy with the neck beard? Is this?
That's the grandpa.
That's the grandpa?
Yeah.
There's a grandpa too?
Yeah.
And they all live in Florida.
Yeah.
Okay, this is wonderful.
Well, listen, the grandma and Annie, they don't get along, but mostly because Annie said, I don't want her kissing Bryson on the mouth.
That's a fair thing to say.
So that's Discovery.